I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. We've spoken on the podcast before about immunology and the system and how it pertains to things like cancer, but also obviously with what's going on right now. I wonder, before we go into the main focus of our conversation, we could do almost a bit of a primer around immunology for the folks listening at home. So what do we mean by the immune system, and how would we partition it into the various cell types?
You know, we've all got some grasp of human biology, and especially this year, I think we've all kind of come on in leaps and bounds. But I think one of the things that's perplexing to people is that if I spoke to you about your respiratory system, you'd kind of know I meant lungs. And if I said cardiac, you'd know I meant heart. And if I said central nervous system, you'd know I meant brain. But where does the immune system live? So that's the first kind of confounder, because, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about the things that white blood cells do to protect you against the outside world, which, if you want to be complex animal living on this planet, is an enormous challenge. And so obviously those white blood cells, the clue is in the name, are whizzing about in your blood, but they're also doing things in quite a kind of complex choreographed way in particular bits of your body. So there's your spleen and your thymus and your lymph nodes and your tonsils and all these kind of lymphoid organs, where they actually have to kind of get together and talk to each other and make things happen. So that's the first thing to know, that it's it's kind of buzzing around your body, but sometimes localizing in particular places to do fancy things. And the other thing that gets us really excited is just, you know, the sheer complexity of it. That, you know, if I got you to look down a microscope at some blood and we'd separated out the white blood cells, it possibly wouldn't look that exciting, because they'd look like little tiny white round blobs of you know, slightly different shapes and sizes. And yet we could then do fancy things to them to identify them and light them up with different colored antibodies. And I'd be able to show you that those things that look like one type of white blob actually contained populations of tens of thousands of different cells protecting you in different ways with totally different genetic programs. And, you know, we'd be off.
And broadly speaking, if you look at the immune system, which you've described, then just to give an idea of the magnitude of it to the listeners, what are the main parts of the immune system?
Yeah. So you know, if you were to sort of rewind from my tens of thousands of different types, and, you know, go back a little way, there's lots of ways that immunologists like to kind of cut and slice this. But for me, one of the most useful starting points is to talk about some of the cells that look the simplest, the lymphocytes, which are the little sort of white round ones, and they, especially for immunologists, come in two different flavors. So since the 1970s, they've been called B cells and T cells. And the B cells are the ones that make your antibodies. And the T cells make lots of other kind of chemicals, lots of other cytokines, and also are sometimes known as killer cells, because if a virus, or for that matter, a cancer is in your cells, they'll recognize it and they'll kill it and stop it spreading. We mainly get excited about B cells and T cells when we're not getting excited about all the other types of white blood cells, because B cells and T cells are kind of, as we've seen in all the discussion over COVID, are kind of solving the problem in different ways, because a B cell can make this kind of soluble molecule, an antibody that whizzes around and soaks up bits of virus, hopefully before they can get into your cells and infect you or kill you. And the T cell is doing something slightly different. It's both recognizing the virus has got in and making lots of stuff to kind of boost the immune response and boost the B cells and get them activated. And it's also saying, help, I've spotted some viruses, actually made it into some cells. It's actually penetrated the defenses. Let's kill those cells before it spreads. So it's both of those halves. And, you know, like I said, that's been my life really for the last several decades.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.